Did you know that March behaves differently in other countries? Norway, for example, March comes in like a polar bear and goes out like a walrus. Or take the case of Honduras, where March comes in like a lamb and goes out like a salt marsh harvest mouse.
And today, March is blowing in here like a spotted owl. I'm Keith Seinfeld with Cliff Mass of the University of Washington, who's here to tell us what to expect and why.
Yeah, well, I think it's coming in like a Hawaiian zephyr. That's what it's like. We have warm, moist air over the region right now. Yesterday, we had something that is a little bit unusual. A warm front, a strong warm front, went through first the coast and then in the interior, and temperatures jumped into the lower to mid-50s. Wind switched into the southwest. I mean, you really know you have different type of air. If you look at a satellite picture, you can see the stream of clouds and moisture going all the way back to Hawaii. So it's warm. And unfortunately, in the mountains, the freezing level and the snow level are way up. And so it's raining up in the passes now.
So this is one of those times where we can actually use the word balmy.
That's right. And it's not going to last all weekend, but certainly through midday tomorrow, we're going to be in unusually warm air. This is not quite a Pineapple Express over us. We're on the southern side of the warmest, moistest air, which is going into British Columbia. And we expect that they're going to get substantial rain, mountains of Vancouver Island into southern BC. Over the next 24 to 48 hours, they're going to get on the order of 5 to 10 inches of rain. That's quite a bit. There'll be a lot less here, but it'll still be quite warm before a strong cold front comes through tomorrow afternoon.
So pretty warm today, and then tomorrow it's cooling off and showery, or what?
Well, there'll be a strong cold front coming through sometime later in the afternoon, and you'll know it. The precipitation is going to pick up from this kind of light stuff we have right now, sprinkles to steady, even hard rain for a few hours. The winds are going to shift, especially in the coast, to the west or the northwest, and much colder air will push in. And the snow level and the freezing level will come down. So tomorrow afternoon, the front comes through. By Sunday morning, the freezing level is going to drop from 5,000 to 7,000 feet down to probably in the order of 2,000 feet. So right now in the passes, it's around 40 degrees and raining. I think by Sunday morning, it'll be back down into the upper 20s and it'll be snowing again. So we will see that transition. And we'll have just a few showers on Sunday. The lowlands will be mainly dry. It'll be predominantly in the mountains. And then it looks like Sunday will transition into an almost dry day Monday. And I don't expect much going on at all. You know, one thing I can tell you right now, I can see far enough in advance into the first week of March that it looks like I can pretty much guarantee there's not going to be any significant lowland snow, you know, west of the Cascade Crest this year. Normally, the chance of snow really drops as you get to the third week of February. There have been a few occasions where we've gotten 3-6 inches the first week of March. But after the first week of March, the chances really go down to almost nothing to get any kind of significant snow. And I can see that far now with some skill. So I'm saying it here on KPLU First. It looks like there'll be no significant snowfall in western Washington this winter.
Are you declaring winter over?
Well, if you care about snow, yes. I guess I'm saying that. You know, it's tragic. And the mayor's snow plows and salt are untested. But it looks like we'll get through this winter with virtually no snow in the lowlands.
One of our listeners wrote and asked, they had heard that we used to get a lot more snow decades ago in the Seattle area, Seattle, Tacoma, Everett, lowlands. Is that true?
That's actually quite true. Back in the 50s, 60s, and early 70s, there was significantly more snow than we've seen recently. There was a major shift in the mid-70s. It's like someone flipped a switch. We went from a snowier, colder regime to a warmer, drier one. And we think that's connected with something called the Pacific Decadal Oscillation. This is a natural oscillation in the ocean atmosphere system that takes about 20, 30 years to go from one side to the other. And it looks like for 20, 30 years, starting the late 40s into the early 70s, we were snowier and colder, and then we switched in the mid-70s to a drier, warmer pattern with less snow.
And at some point, it'll switch back?
It probably will. Right now, we're not sure where we are. We were in the warmer, drier phase. Now it's sort of like in a neutral phase. And some people will think it'll switch back to a colder phase for a while. We're really uncertain about it.
Okay. Well, thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.